So how do we put it into practice? So the first thing that a clinician, primary care clinician can do, or a pulmonologist, is to ask about environmental exposure, current form of cigarette smoking. This is not just about smoking, although COPD gene was in smokers, but that's an easy question to ask. Patients do come to the doctor because they're symptomatic, in most cases. And so ask about the ability to exercise, ask about their symptoms. Do they have shortness of breath? Are there chronic bronchitics? Because COPD gene and other studies have shown that people with preserved lung function and chronic bronchitis are at higher risk of exacerbation and certainly could be defined as sick. Spirometry, a lot of people are saying, well, do I really need to do it? Well, if somebody's symptomatic and they have the history of exposure, it does make sense to perform spirometry. It's easy to do pre-bronchodilator if it's abnormal post-bronchodilator. And then consider imaging. At a certain age, we do say the lung cancer screening for individuals at risk does make sense. So making sure that the radiologist, other than reporting nodules, also will report some CT abnormalities that have been associated with disease progression in COPD and also in those who do not have COPD. And then looking at the number of all these factors, consider whether some of those aspects of the disease, whether we call it COPD or we don't call it COPD, possible, probable, because we're not going to tell somebody you have probable COPD, but thinking about all these aspects and seeing what is treatable, what can we treat? And for the pharmaceutical industry, it would be quite helpful if we say that actually there is a possibility that we can define these individuals as sick so we can actually intervene with the aspects that currently we cannot touch because they're not defined as sick.